So can our society really go paperless? If you think going paperless would be an additional value to your company, we are glad to have Collins Mutimba, a records and document management expert trainer. This is his field of expertise, and he knows it like the back of his hand. Our topic today is understanding challenges companies have with their paper-based documents and how different it would be through digitization. So my name is Jacqueline Odhiambo. I'm the CEO of CardTech Services Limited. We have been in business for over 10 years dealing with professionals in the built industry. Now, with the advanced technology, we are all moving to the digital space. I also run a Molodox blog and a podcast, and it's all about going paperless. I want to introduce our guest today, Collins Mutimba. I'll let him introduce himself. Welcome, Collins. Kindly
Thank you.
introduce yourself.
Thank you so much, Jackie. As you've said, my name is Collins Mutimba. I'm an electronic document and records management system expert and trainer. I also double as a lecturer in the area of records and archives management at the Technical University of Kenya. I'm a consultant in the area of information and records management. And I'll be glad to share with you throughout this session on the journey towards a paperless society, and more particularly on the challenges companies have with their paper-based documents, and looking at how different it would be with digitizing or digitization of an organization's processes. Thank you, and back to you, Jackie.
So, Collins, I'll start with the first question on my side. All companies use documents. We've never understood why we use the documents in the workplace. So, maybe you can make us understand what are documents. And is digitization really necessary in this era? So, I've asked you two questions at a go.
Thank you. First of all, before I answer about whether digitization is really necessary or not in this era, I think it will be just important for me to highlight the bit of documents, why organizations managing documents, and why are documents important in any organization. And I'll start by saying that we have this statement that says that all records are documents. When you look at that statement, which says all records are document, this qualifies us to ensure that we manage all documents at all times. Secondly, the statement also goes ahead to say that but not all documents are records. So that bit where it says that not all documents are records, this now will disqualify us from maintaining documents as evidence of transaction. And I'll say so because it is good when I say that all records are documents. I can qualify it by looking at some three characteristics of a record that makes it three characteristics of a record that qualifies it to be regarded as evidence of transaction. The first thing is about the structure. A record should always have a structure. And a structure is basically a general outlook of a record. And I mean the general outlook by looking basically at things like the letterhead in a document, looking at specific unique things like at the reference numbers, at the dates, the subject or the content of the record, yeah? And there are some key things like even assigned a signature in a record that basically qualifies it to be regarded as evidence, and also makes a clear distinction of a record from a document. Maybe just to highlight on what a document is, you know, for a document, you can always make some changes on it. You can always edit, you can always improve it, you can always have a version, different versions. But in the case of a record, we say that records, they are supposed to be as static as they were created. No change should be done on a record, because once a change is made on a record, then it ceases to be called or to be regarded as a record, because now it cannot be used to conduct any business transaction, because it's deemed as if that content has been tampered with. Secondly, I'll move to the question that you asked, whether the digitization is really unnecessary. And I'll say in this era, this is basically an era where people are going paperless. Organizations are moving towards paperless. And it's so because of advancements of our technology. Things are really changing. We have systems, specific systems that help in supporting the whole management of records and information. We have systems that can track how records move within the organization's processes and systems. So in this regard, it's something that we cannot underestimate, but rather we can say that digitization is really key in this era, and also in the bit of the competition amongst organizations. We're in a competitive world. So you'll find that technology is very fundamental, and it's something that cannot be underestimated, but it should always be promoted at any time. So just to be precise, I'll say that digitization is really necessary. The legislations that are there that support records digitization. Things are happening. Yeah. There are processes. People would like at least to have their customers enjoy their services. Have their services without any movement. But as long as you can access the system remotely, you should be able at least to get the services. So I'll say that digitization is really necessary. Jackie.
Yes, Colin. Africa has been very slow in embracing digitization. I don't know why. Maybe from your side, you can tell us why you think we are a bit slow on that aspect. The other continents are really moving into that space. But for our side, we are very slow in embracing digitization.
Thank you. As you say, yeah, it's actually true. But looking at, for example, the COVID situation in the year 2019 and 2020, you could actually feel that there was great appreciation of digitization by most organizations in Africa. But then, as you say, they've been so slow in that, one, before even digitizing, there is that bit where you find that the systems, the current systems that are in organizations are not as effective as possible. You find that the manual or the paper-based system is not well streamlined. There are bits where you find there are no policy frameworks in place. Yeah, there are events where people fear the fear of unknown, because now there are cases where people believe that once they digitize their records management processes and systems, then there could be some fear about unforeseen eventuality, such as a disaster. How can they retrieve their informational records? So in that event, it basically makes that digitization in Africa being adopted in a slow manner. Nonetheless, when we come, let's say, to a Kenyan situation, we'll find that there are circulars that have been circulated advocating on state corporations to go digital, yeah, which I think it's a very good move. And then it's something that we can say, even though organizations are embracing it slowly, but there is that bit of appreciation of technology.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
what I've noted, sorry, Collins, what I've noted is yes, the government is embracing digitization. They're actually going through it all. But when it comes to businesses, they're a bit slow. And I'm seeing like there's a bias there. Like, yes, then they are getting digitized, but we are not being enlightened on one side. What do you think we can do about this? Do you have any ideas that we can take into place so that we are all on the same level?
Yeah, correct. I think something that is very important about embracing digitization by both, I'll say, both public and private sector will be trying first of all to develop capacity so that at least the people who want to do digitization are able to appreciate the whole bit of digitization, because as peace, there is little knowledge, little appreciation of what digitization entails. That's why you'll get scenarios where people will be scanning documents thinking that they've digitized their records management processes. So, in this particular case, it is a way in which people are able to appreciate the whole bit of digitization. People are able to appreciate the whole processes in which digitization goes through. And that can only be done through capacity building in the general view about the digitization processes, and also some aspects about standardization of the digitization standards, some guidelines that are able to assist organizations or institutions when it comes to undertaking or implementing records digitization projects. Jackie.
So what we are saying in short is like what we really need is education. People need to be educated so that they know the pros and cons of digitization. They get to know the difference that it would make in their workplaces and how it would affect their, I think, productivity and also efficiency in the workplace.
Correct.
But the biggest fear, basically, when people talk about their papers, they always have this fear of maybe the KRA people will come requesting for, especially when it comes to the accounting documents. That is the biggest fear that companies have, where maybe the KRA will come and request for paper documents. Do you think this is just not, we don't want to move out of our comfort zones? Or is it a reality on the ground? The fear of the KRA
Okay, thank you. And
for the
there,
task force.
I'll specifically mention about compliance issues in relation to that aspect of taxes and what have you. Once you have a watertight records management system where you have a clear classification system, where you have records that relate together, being kept as one record, then if it happens that you digitize these records, then it's going even to make compliance very simple, because if such information is required, then it will be very simple for a person to be able to go into the system, get the record, and be able to present it as evidence on compliance issues. So as is, what I can say that is ailing is a dysfunctional manual system, which if now taken into the digital environment or the digital space, could make now those bits of compliance becoming a challenge, because now even retrieving those information will be an issue, because it will be a situation where you've just migrated the problems in the manual environment into the digital environment. Jackie.
Okay, Colin. So where do you think we should start? We are coming in a space where I've always been using paper documents, like maybe for the last 10 or 15 years, and it's what I'm used to. So from your point of view, what can you advise? Where should I start? I don't know where to start.
Where to start? First of all, I'll actually talk about the policy framework. We need at least to have a policy in place, and this policy should be able to inform us on how the records are created, how these records are maintained, how they are retained, for how long, and the bits where we say how long can they, after how many number of years can they be disposed of, So what will be the disposal action? So in that case, I'll talk about the policy framework should come in as number one. Secondly, we'll have at least to look at a bit where we have to come up with some procedures, records management procedures. And these should be able now to operationalize the policy, because the policy will be stating, but the procedure will be giving the details of what should be done on the specifics that the policy indicates. Once all the policy and procedures are done, then we'll go straight into streamlining our records management systems or processes, so that now we have to ensure that we have key policy documents, and we've actually aligned them as per the records management best practices. In this case, I mean, now we should have things like a classifications system in place, well-defined, that is able at least to have or inform an organization on how well they need to organize their records. They should also have a retention and disposal schedule, something that at least gives an indicator of what records are there in an organization, what categories are they, for how long should they be kept, based on specific laws, and after they've been kept for those years, what will be the disposal action? So once we have that, we'll have aligned our records, our manual records management systems correctly. And now, once the manual systems are functional, that is when now we can say, we have the technologies here, we have the scanners, we have this the equipment. Why can't we do the actual digitization? So that's basically where we are. Back to you, Jackie.
Thank you, Collins. When I listen to you, I see like that process. There are a lot of components involved.
Yes.
And when it comes to a lot of components being involved, that means there's a cost involved. And that cost, because when you're talking about scanners, you're talking about a retention. Obviously, we have to get an expert to do for us this retention and disposal policy. We need to have some money to buy these scanners. We have to maybe get somebody to direct us on where to start. this is all these are all expenses. And now when you look at the economic times at the economy at the moment, that is not money we are ready to put up, because what we want to know is what are the returns if we put in money for this digitization process. Now we are looking at what can really bring in money. We are not looking at what are we going to spend. So how do we handle this? How can we manage it in this time with the cash restraints that are there?
Thank you. Maybe just to respond on that. Digitization, you can start by conducting a pilot. Yeah. You start slowly, you don't just do it full blown. Looking at the resources, we say that at the very initial points or at the very initial situations, if you go full blown, then you will realize that there are quite a number of resources that are involved when it comes to undertaking the digitization project. But now, if you have a situation where you have an organization, and in this organization, you say it has, let's say, 10 or 9 functions, and you have to pilot, you go gradually, then you won't feel the hinge or the pain of that financials. Because in that case, you'll be doing it progressively. Secondly, once you have all the processes correctly, the other thing would be you don't necessarily need to digitize everything, but you have to ensure that whatever is necessary to be digitized are the records that should only be digitized. But those ones that you feel they are not necessary, then you'll have at least to have them managed in hard copy. And maybe just to give a perspective on this, we could be having a case where you have, let's say, a retention period of a record that says that this record should be retained for 1 year. Yeah. Then the disposal action says destroy. So, in that case, if you have millions and millions of those documents, if you ask me whether it's necessary for you to digitize them, I'll say no. Because after 1 year, you will have now to do what? To go proceed, destroy those records as per the policies that are there. But when you look at long term, the records, at least with long retention periods, yeah, you can now look at how often are these records used, yeah. So you have at least to narrow it down so that when you are digitizing, you don't just digitize everything for the sake of digitizing. If you do that, then it could be a very expensive venture. But when you try narrow it down into more specifics, then it will be very clear on what exactly are you digitizing and what is informing you to digitize.
Okay,
I think that is my response, Jackie.
so what I understand is you start slow, you start
Correct.
small,
Correct.
then now you build up, because doing the whole process at once is expensive.
And maybe just to shed some more light on that again, there could be a case where you want to embark on digitization. You also need at least to look at priority, yeah, because there could be some backlog of records that needs to be digitized. So in this case, you have at least to decide from when should you start digitizing going forward, and then now the rest of the records that haven't been digitized, you move slowly by slowly. So look at, first of all, the current issues, the day-to-day activity that come in. Are you able to do that going forward? Then now, once the systems are well are done, then you start now looking at the backlog step by step. So that also will also help when it comes to managing the costs. But when you say you are digitizing everything, then it could be a very expensive bet.
But Collins, why should I start digitizing when I don't have loopholes with my paper documents? As per se, I might assume I don't have loopholes. At what point can I know that this, whatever I'm doing with my paper document is a loophole?
Thank you. First of all, we digitize not because there are loopholes, but we digitize our records management processes because we want to enhance efficiency. If the paper records is as effective as possible, then you have at least to look at who are your competitors in the market. How are your competitors doing in terms of service provisions? How are they offering these services to their stakeholders? Yeah. Are their clients having challenges? Yeah. And in this case, I'll just give a clear example where people used to, wherever one would like to withdraw some money, guys could queue in the bank. The ATMs came, ATM minimized the queues in the bank. But today, now we have also some mobile banking. So you'll find you're able to transact wherever you are. So there are so many customers who will get in there and take advantage of the digital space, whereas there are also those few who are also analog will appreciate the paper-based. But then the bottom line here is to support efficiency, to look at to improve on the turnaround times, you have at least to digitize your processes. We are looking at some bits where people comply, they're ISO certified because they're able to offer quality services to their clients. And these quality services could be the speedy response that the client's able to get upon receiving a request. So will digitization help? Yeah. Or will you say, will you have, let's say, somebody travel from a country, let's say to the city, coming to chase or to get a file. So, how digitization helps, basically, it also helps in sealing some loopholes. Yeah, because you know, once also you automate your processes, yeah, then things are going to be to be aligned very well in the system. And to be able to give a clear example that would function well in a situation where you have these workflow processes. You get a request, something needs to be acted upon. Yeah. If it happens that you've automated, you've digitized your processes, you get the request, and you can't act on it on time, then it will actually move to the next level. And that is basically where you can be able to track and at least be able to hold somebody to account. If the service charter says that you should respond to a client within 24 hours, then in that particular case, a client needs response within that particular time. If you've automated, you've digitized your processes, it can help you out in ensuring that you walk the talk as per the contents in the service chat. Back to you, Jackie.
Okay, thank you, Collins, for that. Had you mentioned about basically for the small companies, the SMEs defined like they have just one branch or two. And yes, I'm thinking in terms of the cost implication, as in short term. It is usually not felt because if I have to send a courier person to deliver for me a document, maybe to Mombasa, as you mentioned, or to Kisumu, short term, maybe it would be like some 200 shillings, which in the short term, it's not huge. But when you look at it for like we calculate in maybe 1 year, it could be huge. So when we look at it short term, we try to manage with the short-term view. I would really like, and that is actually the component that all of us as small businesses think. Like, yes, I can manage this with 200 shillings. Why should I put a million or to invest millions, and yet I can manage this by on 200 shillings for the day. And it also comes to maybe when now, maybe when scanning, basic scanning, or we think of it in the short term. I'll spend 2 shillings or 3 shillings and just do this and finish up, rather than taking a whole process which would cost me millions that I really need. I would really like to get your take on that, because that is something that is on the ground, especially for African SMEs.
Okay. Thank
Because
you.
the
Just to
pressure.
respond on that, yeah. Just to respond on that, the bit of cost implications on SMEs, the short-term saving on costs, yeah, it is okay saving those costs, looking at the short-term bit, but in some point you can also look at what are the risks. What are the risks that could actually surround the whole thing? Yeah, if maybe there is a transaction, yeah, that you've used a courier and in between something gets lost, there are litigations that come in. Yeah,
Yes.
so you'll be required at least to pay some hefty penalties. So in that case, it will mean that things are going to be very difficult. And an organization can even close down when it comes to it having heavy penalties imposed on it. The bit of, I'll also go to cost implications as well. You know, you have these SMEs and we have this the large these large enterprises. Again, when you digitize, you know, the smaller you could have actually an SME that generates lots of records, and you could have a huge organization that generates less,
Yes.
depending on how the processes works. So in this case, that also should be able to inform an organization on the best approach to look into. Because once you digitize, here we are looking at where are you going to safeguard or store your records, your information? Are you going to store them in? You know, we have these specialized systems. We have those ones for that are meant for small and medium enterprises, and we have those ones for huge enterprises. So, in such a case, you're able at least to tell which system to go for, and that is cost effective. To the SME. Back to you, Jackie.
So basically, what you'd encourage, like, if we think about it in long term, it would be a plus for us in terms of cost cutting.
Yeah. Yes. When you look at long term, it will be a plus. The only issue here normally comes in at the very initial stages. At the very initial stages, you'll require to undertake quite a number of things because you'll need at least to get staff,
Yes.
yeah, or experts, yeah, who will be able to undertake the digitization. Secondly, you'll need to buy equipment, things like, because I'm looking now at an approach, at a different approach to digitization where maybe you're doing it in-house. You'll require to procure these scanners for you to undertake the process.
Yes.
And then there are also aspects of software, because once you digitize these records, they need at least to sit into an electronic records management system. So at the very initial stages, yes, it's costly, but in the long run, you won't have now the costs of purchasing the softwares, but what you'll basically have is you'll be actually paying the annual maintenance fees, yeah, you won't be able to get to start buying scanners because now you'll be having your own scanners. So basically, at the very initial, yes, it is an issue. It's a bit costly, but when you look at the long-term benefits, it's basically cost-effective and also has a lot of advantages. Because once you digitize the processes as well, you're able even to increase the client's base, because so many people will be so much attracted with your services, especially for an effective digital environment.
Yes, Colin.
Back to you, Jackie.
Yeah, thank you, Colin. If there are any questions, if there's any of our audience who has a question, they can type on the chat box. Then we'll give Colin's letter to answer. What I've come to realize, like the companies which are coming up now are starting on the digital space, the ones that are starting the startups now. The ones that are a bit hard on change are the ones which had already started when this occurred. And that is why what we are trying to put across is like, if they have to start, it is not as hard as we think it is. What really matters is if we can just change our mindset. I remember there's a company that we dealt with that talked about they had clients whereby when the boss used to travel abroad, they had to wait for the boss to come back to sign documents, no compliance documents. So it used to interfere with them. For them, they put in the system, an electronic document management system. It really made a huge difference. But now we are talking about these SMEs who cannot afford these electronic document management systems. Would you vouch for them to start with storing their documents on the cloud? You're talking about Google Drive or OneDrive, or this one, is it? I think those are the ones that I can remember at the moment. Dropbox is one of them also. Do you think it would be a plus if they would start from there? And if they start from there, what are the disadvantages of storing?
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Jacqueline. Just to respond to that, it's a plus even just having simple folders in the desktop, as long as they're well organized, well described, so that at least you're able at least to package, arrange your digital records in appropriate folders. We start small, then now going forward, we can look into acquiring solutions, these eDRMS systems. Secondly, about Dropbox, yes, I can say yes. But remember also we have, those are cloud, they are cloud computing spaces, and we have to appreciate that we have the public cloud and we have a private cloud. So for Dropbox, those are public clouds, and of course now there are those bits to do with agreements, the safety of the records, who accesses those records, the ownership, and what have you. So in this case, we have at least also just to we can have these shared drives, as long as we're able to control who is able to create what records or what files. Yeah, we start small, then as time moves by, when now if an organization now has capacity to procure a system, then it can now take advantage of those systems with specific functional requirements that will aid in managing these digital records.
So what you're saying is the best thing is to start.
The best thing is to start.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you start. You start, and then now you move.
Correct.
We usually encounter where in instances where this assumption that scanning is digitization. We've never known the differentiator. What differentiates scanning and digitization?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's this assumption that digitization is scanning, because we are still using scanners. You see, when
Yeah,
you're
correct.
digitizing, you're using scanners. So where does the differentiator come in?
Thank you. And this is where most organizations go wrong. If an organization is told to digitize their records management processes, they go start scanning records.
Yeah,
And you know,
exactly.
scanning is just a way. It's just a way of digitizing. I can say that scanning is a subset of digitization. It's just a way of digitization, but it's not digitization per se. Digitization is a process. It entails quite a number of things. You have to look about planning. You have to look at the document preparation. Look at the folio numbering that's professionally by records managers and the records are folioed. Look at examining the record. Whatever you've captured, does it reflect the physical record or not? Yeah. Then securing these records, updating the records in the database, yeah, and also now maintaining these records. So I can say that scanning is just a way, but digitization is a process because at some point you'll have even to describe the records that you're capturing into the system. You have to populate the necessary metadata so that if the records are stored, if someone wants to search those records, they can be searched very easily. There are funny characters where if a record is being scanned, there could be some lots of A, B, C, D, and how those scanned records are normally saved. They are not very well described. And in that case, that will make it even harder for someone to be able to retrieve a scanned records in the system. So we say that digitization is a process, but scanning is just a way, a method of capture, of capturing a record into the system.
Okay.
So it's completely different.
So it's completely different, or scanning is part of the digitization? It's just a small part of the digitization.
Yeah, scanning is actually a capture. It's a way of capturing the record into the system. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So I can say, but it's not necessarily a digitization because digitization entails quite an intense process.
But you have to scan if you're going to through the if you're going if you're go, going through the digitization process,
Yes,
especially for the paperless.
and that's a bit where now you have to capture.
Yes.
Because you can capture now a record through scanning, you can capture a record through, let's say, photographing, taking a picture of a record. Yeah. So those are
Yes.
just methods. Yeah. But then now the bit of digitization, you have also to describe that record. You have to ensure that you link those records with other related records within the within the records management system.
What would we do? Yes, we've digitized. Yes, we've created the retention policy, the disposal policy. What do we do with these documents that are maybe the digitized documents also have a retention period?
Yes.
How do we handle these documents that have reached the retention period? And there are instances where, like, I think the standard retention period in Kenya is 7 years for most documents, if I'm not wrong. 7 to 10. Yeah.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Not per se 7 to 10, but we have different acts. We have different legislations that gives different retention periods for records. We have like now the Public Procurement Act that gives the retention period for procurement records as 6 years. We have the Directorate of Personnel Management Circular that talks specifically about how long personnel records should be kept. For example, for persons with a certain job group, let's say N and above, the records should be kept for 15 years and they should be preserved permanently. Yeah. Whereas those ones that are job group M coming down, yeah, depending now with whether it's private or public sector, they are supposed to to be retained for 15 years, and the disposal action there should be to destroy, unless that record has some historical value. Yeah. Then for finance records, of course, now it keeps on changing depending of what kind of finance records you are having. Is it a receipt? Is it a voucher? Is it an invoice? Yeah, which goes from between 1 year to 7 years or even 10 years, depending with the Public Financial Management Act. So it basically varies. We have different retention periods based by different legislations.
Okay. I'm just wondering how now, since they are all different, and basically what you talked about are being handled by, like most of them are being handled in an organization in one way or another, these documents are there, and there's a differentiator in the retention period, the time factor that you're supposed to hold them. I'm just trying to figure out, how would you manage around all this? How do you manage around in an easy way, especially for a small business? For a big company there, maybe they would have people managing that kind of aspect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So in this case, you'll just look at what types of records are there. Are they administrative records? Are you having finance records? Are you having HR records? Are you having procurement records? Do you have some records relating to land, things like title deeds and what have you? Then based on that, we're able at least to be informed by the legislative frameworks that are there. And the goodness is these things are there in law, and the law is very clear, and it stipulates, for example, the specific records and their retention periods. But now based on you as the creator of the record, you should be able at least to tell whether that record should be preserved permanently, looking at its value, or whether you can destroy it at some point. So it's something that it's not a complex affair, even for a small institution. Once you create a record, you just know how long that record needs to be kept at the point of creation. Because you'll know if it's a receipt, you'll know this is a financial record. It has to be kept for, let's say, 3 years. Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah, because yeah.
It's,
sorry, Colin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out, like in big organizations, maybe they have a records person who manages this record and knows and the retention period and all that. But for small companies, you cannot afford to employ a records person. Is there a shorter way of going around it?
In fact, from my experience, most people who are managing records are not records managers in most of these organizations. Most of them are just administrative officers. Basically, I had mentioned something about just some a bit of sensitization on basic records management practices, how to go about filing, how to know some laws, and that's it. It's not a must that you be a trained records manager for you to be able to manage records in a small or huge organization. There are things which also just depends with the passion of an individual, the passion of an individual. But professionally, we say it would be a good to have when you have a professional records manager managing your records.
Okay. So thank you, Collins, for that. At least at the beginning of learning about this digitization process. And then I have the hope that we'll all start that journey. And with our support, we can go through it all. Collins can enlighten you a lot more through his trainings. He's very convinced. If you need help, you can also look for him. And also, as CardTech, we support small and large companies in this aspect, in collaboration with our partners, where, okay, you have these processes, the CardTech way, helping you sort out your documents. That is where you set up when you have the policies, You get the document that needs to be disposed, the ones that have reached their retention period. And then now we take you through the scanning. Scanning is just part of the digitization. So we'll take you through that. It's a long process. You are seeing indexing. There's a quality check to ensure that the way you set up your classifications and everything goes as per to make it easy for you for searchability of your document. You don't have to take a whole day looking for this document. You just click and you, voila, your document is there. And then we'll also help you dispose of your documents that have reached their retention period in a very safe way. You don't have to burn it, which is not good for the environment. And also for the safety of your information, you have to ensure that it is destroyed. Now people are looking for ways of using your documents for fraudulent issues. So we can come up as CardTech and help you. We come to your site, we help you to dispose of your documents. So we are there in this process. We will help you through the process. We are partnering with Copycat and Canon. There is the Kenya Archiving and Records Management. They are coming in parts of the training. They'll help you through that. We have systems. There's DocuWare and there's Therefore. If you need the systems, and it's a process. We start from zero. We even can test out the pilot. You see how it works, you feel it before you go through the whole thing and put in all your money. You get to feel it. You can use the trial versions to test it and get the feel. It flows. So here you can reach us on our contacts are there on the screen for if you need our services. For a workshop, you can also look for us. Then we can take you through that whole process. If you want to reach Collins, also you can contact us, and we'll be able to take you through to him. And this is a start of the. This is just but the beginning of this paperless towards. This journey towards a paperless society. We want that by the time we go through this trail of this journey. We should have started going through, or we should be somewhere halfway, or we should have reached the end. Though with the changing technology, the technologies are dynamic, they are changing, so we have to keep up with them so that we are not left behind. So we've reached the end of our webinar for today. And Collins, you can talk to the audience if you have anything to tell them more, then we can close the session.
As I close, my parting shot would be that the world is heading towards digitization. We should move towards that direction of automating our records and archives management processes, and we should take advantage of the technology that is in the market to ensure that things happen in our organization. Thank you so much for listening to me, and I look forward to having a more interactive session with the rest of you in future. Thank you.
Thank you all for being there. So we are closing the session. Thank you.